As Canadian hospitals continue to deal with rising overcapacity and cases of COVID, influenza, and respiratory viruses fill those hospitals and doctors' offices, a growing number of healthcare experts are suggesting that it may be time to bring back mask mandates to stem the almost meteoric rise of these new cases. Here in Ontario, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kieran Moore says that in spite of the hospital crisis, he doesn't see the need to bring back mask mandates. Dr. Moore says that we all know the steps we need to take to curtail the spread, and all we really need is a reminder. Well, that's a fair comment, I suppose, but look around. Very few of us are following those precautions in spite of the quote-unquote reminders. I've only seen a handful of people lately wearing masks indoors. Most of them are seniors. And have you seen anybody practicing social distancing in retail outlets or sporting events or concerts? I didn't think so. And those hand sanitizers, remember we saw them everywhere just a few months ago. They've all but disappeared. Look, nobody wants another mask mandate. But recent history should show us that if we don't heed the warnings and take these precautions, we may not have any other choice. I'm Bill Kelly.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.